You're listening to the Live Free Now podcast, bringing you the news, views, tips, and tools you can use to live a free, prosperous, and healthy life. Find us online at livefreenow.show. And now your host, John Bush. Hey friends, John Bush here with the Live Free Now show, and I want to share four tips with you on how you can not only survive, but thrive in this shelter-in economy. Things are changing almost every single day. I look back on a date that something took place, and it was like only 3 days ago, and it feels like it was 2 weeks ago. Whole world's going crazy. Lots of panic, lots of scarcity. Lots of people are losing their jobs. It's estimated maybe 50% of the people or small businesses are going to fail. So many people are filing for unemployment. So many people are falling out of the workforce. But I have a message for you. It's in these trying times, it's in these contracting economies that people have the opportunity to expand. Now, I feel blessed. I've been obsessed with my latest guru when it comes to business and success in life, Grant Cardone. Maybe some of you guys are familiar with the 10X rule. Basically, the idea is 10X your goals, 10X your expectations. It's a multiplier that helps you to think big. And I think since February of last year, I've just been consuming as much of his content as possible. And he, after the 2008 housing crisis, put out this book right here, If You're Not First, You're Last. And in the book, he basically says the same thing that I'm about to share with you, that in times of contraction, it's your opportunity to expand because your competition, other people in the marketplace, other people in the workforce are going to be thinking small. They're going to be afraid. They're going to be holding back. But you have the opportunity to flip the script and do the exact opposite. And not only can you at least survive, if not thrive, but on the other side of it, when people are still like, whoa, what just happened? You know, the little little bird flipping around their head, you're going to be like, man, I'm pumped up. I'm ready to go now that the economy's catching up with me. Another thing he talks about is having your own personal economy that isn't so dependent or contingent upon everything that's happening on the external economy. And of course, that can only be true to a certain extent, but these four tips I'm going to share with you are going to help it to become more true, help you to have more power, more authority, more sovereignty over your own financial life and your personal economy and that of your families as well. First, I want to thank our sponsors here on the Live Free Now show. Check out bravehealthstore.com. There's colloidal silver, alcohol-based hand sanitizer. There's immune-boosting herbs like Zap right here, which is super great, super effective. Herbal immune formula. It's got echinacea, garlic, onion, all things that are good in there. Check out bravehealthstore.com. If you're watching us on the Conscious Resistance Network YouTube channel, then click the link down below to check out these great products. So the first tip I want to share with you is in this shelter-in economy, it's a changed economy. People in some states are on total lockdowns. Restaurants are closed. Bars are closed. Service industry, NBA, MLB, all of the big sports. It's a total game changer. So people are spending a lot of time at home. I have a feeling a large majority of those that are sitting at home are binge watching. And they're like, bro, I just binge watched Better Call Saul for the third time, man. It's great. This is an opportunity for you to increase your skills, increase your skill sets, not only for the time being when this crisis is going on, but whenever you come out of it, it's like swinging a bat with the weight on it. You'll be ready to rock and ready to roll. So increase your skill sets. Rather than spending so much time watching Netflix, surfing Facebook, looking at the latest BS news report, sharing the latest rumor that the lockdown is coming within 24 to 48 hours, you need to be reading books, devouring educational content in your field, in a field that you're interested in, online courses, all of the above. That's what we need to be doing. So when we get on the other side of this, or in the meantime, if you have the opportunities, if you create the opportunities for yourself, because Lord knows they're out there and there's plenty of money to be had. In fact, there's trillions of dollars being injected into the system right now as we speak. You're going to come out of it better on the other end while people are still reeling and hungover from this craziness. Increase your skills. Be very disciplined with how you spend your time. I did a video yesterday about how this crisis, this pandemic, presents a new opportunity for us to change in our own lives and to change our entire world and the way we do business, the way we manage healthcare, the way we take care of our own health, the way we interact with one another. And one of the ways that we can change things for ourselves is to take the bull by the horns and change the way we do business, change our personal finances and our personal economy. So the first tip is to spend this time learning new skills. If you're an employee, that means you will have more, this is going to lead into my second tip, you'll have more value in the marketplace. If you're an entrepreneur or a business owner, you'll be able to take on new market share. You'll be able to take on new clients. You'll be able to grow your revenue. That brings us to the second tip. If you are an employee, if you've held on to your job, you need to make yourself indispensable to your employer. Indispensable. Make them think twice. If they're going to have to lay people off because things are tightening up for them, then make it to where you are the very last one on the list of layoffs. Make it so that they're dependent on you in order for this business to be successful. What does that look like? Well, even if you're in a customer service position, or let's say you're answering the phones, bring in new leads. Do what you can to bring in new revenue. Stay positive in there. Make it to where when you walk into the office, people are like, oh, hey, there's John again. Man, he's always in such a chipper mood, even though hell's going, you know, the world's turning to hell. He's always there. He's so happy. Go above and beyond. Take the initiative. That's something that's always so important when it comes to employee-employer relationships. Take the initiative. There's someone that's close to me in my life, and I have watched her firsthand become absolutely indispensable to the business that she works for. She has... This is another thing that Grant Cardone talks about when people are like, oh, I want to make a bunch of money. I want to become a millionaire. I want to quit my job and then go out and do some entrepreneurship. He cautions them against that and encourages people to stick with their existing income and just to try to grow their income. And a lot of people are like, well, they're not giving out raises or anything. You can kind of force that question by providing so much damn value and becoming so necessary to the success of this company that when you come to sit down with them and say, hey, I'd like to request a performance review. I think I've really been moving and shaking and closing deals or having a lot of success and really changing the tone here at our business. You're going to make it easier for them to say yes to that. So if you do still have your job, become absolutely indispensable so you can keep your job. And then maybe when things start to turn around a little bit, you can ask for a raise. You can grow your income. The third thing, for those of you that have lost a job or for the entrepreneurs out there whose business is struggling, I've been an entrepreneur, self-employed since 2009. So that's quite some time. In that time, I learned a whole lot. I lived in poverty most of the time, but thankfully things are finally starting to click. And I think it's in large part because of persistence, continuing to push, working on myself, self-improvement, self-growth, and learning from others, taking others' advice, following other people's wisdom. So for those of you that have lost your job or for entrepreneurs that are struggling, thankfully, people are still buying Kratom. Check out Brave Health Store. People are definitely looking to buy hand sanitizer and immune-boosting supplements. But if your industry's failing or if you've lost your job, the thing to do is to follow the money in this shelter-in economy. People aren't going about their daily lives. People aren't driving around. They're not going to the movies. They're not going out to eat. But what are people doing? Well, they're hanging out at home, perhaps in front of their computer. So if you were a gym instructor, if you're a personal trainer, and now the gyms are all shut down, rather than just go home and watch Netflix and wait for your Trump check, which I think a lot of people are going to wait for this check rather than hustle and try to provide some value in the world. And I guess that's what handouts have a tendency to do. But if you're the personal trainer, rather than sitting around and waiting for Trump to pay you $1,000, put together some online courses. Call all of your clients and say, hey, you know what? Now more than ever is it important that we maintain healthy immune systems. And one of the best ways to do that is to exercise. So tell you what, every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, we're going to be holding these courses. We're going to hold in these classes. I can do one-on-one sessions with you. Pipe me in via Zoom, via Facebook chat or whatever. And we're going to do that together. Follow where the money is. People are hanging out at home. There's tons of growth in the natural health industry. Another place that people are thriving right now is Uber Eats. People aren't going to restaurants, but people sure as hell are ordering in. So see if there's opportunities with Uber Eats, Favor, all that stuff. HEB here in the state of Texas, they just offered to hire more people for their warehouses. They changed their hours, they lowered their hours, and now they are bringing on more people to restock the goods overnight. So that's an opportunity right there. what else do we have going on in this world for people to thrive? Where's the money going? You just got to brainstorm, like, where are people spending their money in this particular time? Where are people spending their money? Maybe you could grow some food. Maybe you could plant some veggies. Maybe you could go door to door. Maybe there's people in your area that don't want to leave. Maybe they're too sick to leave. Maybe they're elderly. You could offer to help them out. And then, of course, just helping people creates opportunities, creates relationships that weren't there before. So think about, where is the money going right now? People are concerned about health. People are afraid. People are in their homes. What online opportunities there are? What kind of online course can you do? Do you have any skills, that any hobbies that you used to do that maybe there's a market there for people to watch? So that's the third tip, to go where the money is, follow the money. And then the final tip, I hope that this has been a huge eye-opener for everyone, that things are fragile and people are vulnerable. And another thing old Grant Cardone talks about is that the middle class isn't something that should be a target for people, because in this day and age, with the housing crises, with interdependent systems that are fragile, making $60,000 a year just doesn't cut it. Living paycheck to paycheck just doesn't cut it. Here we are in reality in a position where people are going to have to shelter in, where people are losing their jobs, where people are out of work. And as old Dave Ramsey says, you know, have the 3 months emergency money. It's hard to get ahead like that. It's hard to have 3 months emergency money. So we need to 10X our effort. We need to 10X our expectations as far as what it's going to take to provide for ourselves and to provide for our families. It's going to take a whole lot. So let this crisis, let this big shift be a eye-opener for you, so you could take stock of how you've been doing things, of how you've been running your personal finances, your personal economy, and how much different you need to do moving forward, knowing that in an instant, a coronavirus, a pandemic could come out of absolutely nowhere, a natural disaster, a terrorist attack, cancer in the family, terrible car accident, lawsuit, divorce. This can hit you at any time, and you need to be prepared financially. Making $50,000, $70,000, even $100,000 a year just doesn't cut it when we're so vulnerable. The goal should be 10X, right? A lot of people are like, man, I want to make six figures. Why not just 10X that goal to a million? Why not 10X it again to 10 million? There's a lot of opportunity out there if you believe in yourself. If you have a valuable product to offer, a valuable skill to offer others, this doesn't just have to be business or entrepreneurship. This can be offering value in the marketplace to your employer. You can bring home the bacon. There's plenty of money out there. And if you really, really want to be in a position where you're secure, where you're able to continue providing for your family, feeding your family, housing, sheltering your family, even when the whole world is coming down, then you need to get your stuff together, get your finances together, and think bigger. Think bigger at what needs to get done. 10X your goals. Maybe it's not 100,000. Maybe it's a million. Maybe it's 10 million. Maybe it's even 100 million. And then, hey, you know what? If you 10X your goals to 10 million, and then you only get to 10 to 20% of your goal, you're still sitting at 100K, to 1 to 2 million, right? 10X the work that you put in, 10X the effort, 10X the books that you read, 10X the online courses you consume, 10X the skills that you possess, 10X the value that you offer on the marketplace, 10X the phone calls that you make if you're in sales, 10X the love, 10X the happiness, 10X the goals, right? So those are my four tips. Let's recap them real quick. We're in a sheltering economy. People aren't going out. There's mandatory lockdowns in some states. A lot of people are probably spending their time watching Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, catching up on the latest show, binge watching entire seasons. This is an opportunity for us. While everyone else is contracting, afraid, fear, watching TV, playing video games, picking their nose, it's an opportunity to grow your skill set so you can provide more value in the marketplace. And in exchange for that value, you can earn more dollars and more wealth. That's the first tip. Grow your skills. Second tip, if you're an employee, become indispensable to your employer so they have to think twice before letting you go should things contract. When things get better, you've provided so much value to your employer, you're in a position to potentially get a raise. Number three, if you lose your job and you're looking for work, or if you're an entrepreneur or a business owner that whose sector is completely floundering right now, like a restaurateur, for example, Follow the money. Where are people spending money? What industries are thriving right now? Natural health is thriving. Probably therapists are thriving right now too. And therapists are shifting the way they do business. It's not come into my office and see me in some areas. It's let's get on the phone. We're going to continue with our services, but we're going to do them via teleconferencing. We talked about the personal trainer that instead of just sitting around and watching Netflix, he's working with his clients through video, doing yoga sessions with clients, spreading the word, learning a new skill, building an online course. People are doing Uber Eats. There's grocery stores that are still open. A lot of them need stockers. A lot of them need overnight warehouse staff. There's still plenty of opportunity in the world. You just have to go seize it, go find it, and follow the money. And finally, the fourth tip is to 10x your expectations. Nobody anticipated this happening, except for the Illuminati who was planning for this last year. But most people didn't anticipate this happening, and let it be an eye-opener that the economy is vulnerable, but our personal economy doesn't have to be vulnerable. Let's 10x our goals. Let's 10x our income goals. Let's 10x the expectations on what it's going to take to get from here to there. Let's 10x the output, 10x the energy, 10x the value we provide in the marketplace. And next time a crisis, catastrophe, emergency like this comes around, you won't be so insecure. You won't be so vulnerable. You'll be able to provide for yourself. You'll be able to provide for your family. And if you're crafty, you'll be able to thrive going through this and coming out of it. This is John Bush. Again, check out bravehealthstore.com. If you're watching on the Conscious Resistance, click the link down there if you want to support Derek Bros and the Conscious Resistance Network. John Bush, peace and freedom. Sign up for our email alerts if you want to get an email when this content comes out. I'm out. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody.